Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Can you keep it where this one is saying? Better lock it in your pocket.
We just know that this is the start to great adventure.
I know.
Well, welcome, After Buzzers. We're here doing another Pretty Little Liars after show for you all. And you can, of course, watch it live on YouTube tonight, which is super exciting. And you can always subscribe to YouTube.com, AfterBuzz TV. And you can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. So there's lots of ways to reach out, comment, let us know what you're thinking, especially with this show. There's so many theories, and we love hearing them all. We come in here right after we watch the episode and just want to know what you guys are thinking. So we're definitely checking on that. Of course, we're in season 5 already of Pretty Little Liars, and it's called The Bin of Sin tonight. I'm Stephanie Wenger, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wenger. And Francisco?
Hi, I'm Francisco Thurston, and you guys can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco.
And what did you think of tonight's episode?
You know, at the beginning, I was just kind of, like we talked about, nothing really happened, but something, it all happens right after the first commercial break. But we are still, we don't know what's in the bin. It's frustrating, and we kind of find out some things that we're predicting comes true, so it's nice. I think it was a little step in the right direction, but still, I'm like, oh, man.
I felt like we got a lot of development with the couples tonight,
yeah,
but there's still so many unanswered questions, mainly the bin.
The bin.
So frustrating to not know what is in that bin. I don't know if the viewers out there felt the same way. We, every time, we're just like, are they going to tell us now? Now? When?
Man, last week when they first to go to get the bin, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then they cut to commercial break. And then as soon as the detective started to open the bin, it was like, no. And then Hannah and Caleb didn't go in the bin either. I was like, when are we going to find out what's in the bin?
I think they're just hanging it over our heads at this point.
They
like
are.
They really just want us to have patience. And that is something I don't have a lot of with Pretty Little Liars.
No.
I really want answers. I feel like the fans out there, when I get tweets, everybody wants these answers. And it's so frustrating to not get them. But we did have these developments, especially with Ari and Ezra, which was, I feel like, long-awaited. The last few episodes, we've seen her struggling with,
yeah,
whether or not she's going to tell him about this letter she wrote to his ex. And she finally does. I thought it was interesting how they played this off, because at first it was clear throughout that he was not okay with it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Aria, I can understand. She's like, no, I don't want this to happen. I don't want us to stop dating. But I kind of understand what Ezra's coming from, because when someone says something like, mm-hmm, that, or can write something like that, there is a little bit of truth behind, you know, of what something of what she says, you know? And when someone goes off to college, they have so much to experience and they have so much to live through, and she has so much to learn still. And I kind of feel him on that, and I feel like they do need a break in order for her to experience life a little bit in college.
Yeah, it's something we talked about on our show a few weeks ago, was that when you write something like that, it's, even if you don't realize it, somewhere in your self, in your, you know, conscience, it's there. It's,
mm-hmm,
it's in your mind that maybe this isn't the best relationship for you. And I hope,
at this moment,
I was about to say, I hope that in the end they circle back around to each other.
Yeah.
That in this moment she needs to grow up a bit. Like, if you think about it, he's this full-fledged adult, and she's just figuring out. She's, you know, getting college acceptances.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that it looks like they're on a course. They didn't officially break up tonight.
No.
But
he can kind of see it going there a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And I almost wrote on my sheet, like, before the end of the scene, like, they break up. And it was more like, I think that's what we need to do. Let's see what,
yeah,
happens.
I agree with him again. Like, he doesn't want Arya to resent her. him. Mm-hmm. And I feel if you grow up and then it comes to that moment when you've been in this relationship for so long, and then she's like, I should have never stayed with you. You robbed me of my, you know, prime years to learn, and he's smart.
Exactly, because I think that if you're in it for the long term, you're going to end up being married and having kids and all of this stuff, and will she look back and realize, like, I never had those experiences that are so great in college and early 20s if I'm just solidly with this guy from
high school till now, forever.
Because I feel like it's a different situation than high school sweethearts, because if you're both in high school, you're evolving together, where he's kind of had that time already and knows what he's looking for, where she's obviously still figuring it out. And I think it was a different character last week. Never mind. I was going to say, but I think that she doesn't even know where she wants to go to college. Mm-mm. It's
she's desperate. She doesn't even want to go to this college.
Right. And he's so, like, kind of proud of her before she reveals the rest of it. And you see this, like, look of glee, for lack of a better term, on his face, where I felt like as soon as he found out the reason, it was just, like, devastation.
Yeah. I think Ezra's smart. Mm-hmm. He knows if they're meant to be together that they'll circle around back to each other if that's supposed to be the situation in the future. Yeah. But Arya's a baby, and Ezra's a grown man. He is, like, the manager of this new coffee shop. He's graduated college. He's taught, you know, high school students. It's one of those situations where it's like, you need to grow up a little bit.
And yeah. Hopefully, I mean, you guys know if you watch this show, I'm a huge fan of this couple.
Yeah.
So I hope that they find each other again in some way, and that we always talk about, like, the end game of this show. And I hope, because they started if you think back to the series premiere, they were the couple that we were first introduced to. I believe they were at the very beginning of the pilot.
Yeah, I think they were the first relationship.
Exactly. And so I hope that we circle back and we get them in the end, because that would make me really happy. But I agree. I think he is making really intelligent decisions right now about where they're at in their lives. They seem on completely different pages in a lot of ways.
And it just goes to show you, with age is wisdom and maturity, where Arya's like, no, we can do this. I can go to college and I can do all this and we can still be together. She's so vibrant and so hopeful, and he's very realistic, and he's like, you really need this time for yourself.
And what do you think? Do you think that if they officially break up, will this send her into some sort of spiral? Or is she going to be able to balance it out and depend on her friends? What's going to happen for her?
We kind of see that Arya knows. We haven't seen Arya really go into a spiral. Like, she was kind of, like, depressed a little bit and tears and stuff like that. But I think she's one of the stronger people, and she's able to handle it. Her dad cheated on her mom with someone else, and her brother dated Mona, and Ezra wrote all this stuff about her and did crazy things to her, and she handled it, I think, better than the other people might have. Other liars might have handled
it. Yeah, she's been through a lot. Yeah. I mean, they all have, obviously. I mean, having someone essentially stalk you is obviously going to change your
whole... They've all been through a lot.
Right. But she feels like, with her family life and everything, it's been a really intense high school experience, and having this relationship that's been so scrutinized, I feel like she really does have a strong backbone.
She does.
Yeah.
That's why she's, you know, she's the quirky one. She always has the different clothes and the different attitude. And
man, they do such a great job, I was noticing tonight, of differentiating these girls, and just in their style and everything. And we've talked about it before, but I feel like tonight I noticed it again, that, like, their personalities and the way they write for each character is so unique on the show.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think they do an awesome job. I think they know how to keep us hanging very perfectly.
I know. And let's jump into that. The storage locker. Oh, okay. So
it's empty.
It's empty, which you knew was going to happen. I mean, you actually said it as they were opening. You were like, it's going to be empty. And then
it was empty.
It was empty. Good job predicting.
I haven't been here, so
I mean,
I've been predicting at home.
I mean, I'm glad you're here to share with us tonight. but that being said, the barrel's there, and
how creepy that the barrel is just left there. Clearly, it's not going to be, I feel like it's not going to be anything major.
So you think Mona, it's not going to be Mona's body?
No. I don't think that, whether it was Holbrook or A or whoever it was, I don't think they would have left it out in the open like that. Mm-hmm. I think they wanted to leave suspicion to the girls to go find it and put their prints over things and get them caught up and make them look like suspects. And I think that A, or whoever did it, did that perfectly, because Hannah and Caleb fell into that trap when Toby and the detective showed up, and they look suspicious, and they're going to be the number one suspects.
They do, especially when the officer goes, "Oh, do you, like, are you nervous?" And she's like, "Oh, I just have to like use the restroom. No, no worries." And you know that like she's picking up on these on these cues that she's giving off, because they were nervous. They were there doing exactly what the officer thought. They were breaking into that storage locker.
And I mean, they left their trail. The camera box was broken into. The door lock was busted open, and that was it. They left a trail, so it was easy. And plus, they were nervous. She knows how to read people. She's a detective.
Yeah, it's and her job. And we talk about all the time on the show that the Rosewood Police Department does not do the best job. But tonight,
she's on it.
She was like starting to put those puzzle pieces together. Mm-hmm. We always say that there are tons of puzzle pieces on this show, but the police department has no idea how to put them together, or doesn't want to put them together, which is totally another possibility. But tonight, I felt like she was starting to get those puzzle pieces and realize, and I don't know if Hannah, I mean, Hannah's obviously investigating it, but the name, the storage locker was in her name. And I don't know that, like, she's going to have to figure out how to get out of that situation, but this officer is definitely on her trail.
Yeah. I totally just forgot that storage unit was in Hannah's name. That even looks even more suspicious. This big barrel's in her storage unit, and there's blood.
I was about to say, the drops of blood.
I don't know if it was planted or not. Did they do that on purpose?
And do we know that it's blood? Or could it have been like red paint or something else?
We'll find out.
Assuming it's blood at this point?
She pinned Toby in a corner, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, Toby is trying to, I feel like, focus on his job and not let Spencer get, like, too involved and know too much. I feel
he should, you know? He's had this life of misfortune, and his sister and all this other stuff. You know, he's one of those kids that has come up from a rough upbringing. His house just blew up. He has go with this career. He needs to do right in his career, and I don't think he's going to let his friends or his girlfriend get in the way of that right now.
I was going to say, this is kind of, I guess it's a little bit of a prediction, but I feel like right now he is, like, toeing the line, and he's going to stay and try to be the best police officer he can be. But later on this season, I feel like we're going to see him help Spencer and help his friends in some way. Like, I feel like right now he really wants his job, but he's going to realize and see the corruption, possibly, and come back around.
They always seem to make their way back to each other at some point or another, when the time comes and they all need each other, when the going gets tough.
Yeah. I have to say that them separating...
Oh, my God. We both said, they're like, let's split up. It's really big in here. No!
Yes. So we're talking about them going to the ice cream factory where they tracked the laptop to. And
you know not to split up ever.
And, okay, how creepy. They find so many creepy spaces to go to on this show. Every week it's something new. An old ice cream factory?
You know what? After Aria was pinned to the wall with a nail gun and plastic, I would have vowed to never go anywhere.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Like, I would, again, I've said this before, but move out of town and be just like, okay, I've had enough, Rosewood. It's been fun. It's been real, but, like, it's time to go.
Well, it's one thing to go to this abandoned ice cream factory, an old abandoned ice cream factory, but it's another thing to split up.
Yes. So this is the thing that I can never understand about these girls is, so Emily, Spencer, Aria are all in this ice cream factory. Why would you, at the very least, not stick together?
Man.
I mean, I guess tonight in some ways it helped them, because at least Emily was outside and was able to get them out of the freezer. Mm-hmm. It was a freezer.
A freezer.
Yeah. And
that was intense. That was very intense scene.
I completely agree with you. I think I said, like, burning and freezing terrifies me.
Oh, yeah. No way. Because you have to experience it all before you finally...
Yeah. Oh, that's such an awful way of putting it. But yes, it's one of those things where I just wanted, I don't know, I feel like they're getting more and more graphic.
They're towing the line as well, like, with filming and doing all that stuff.
Because I feel like before we had these scary scenes, but they were like ABC Family scary.
Yeah.
And now they're getting into kind of really scary.
These girls thrive off of adrenaline and suspicion and all that other stuff that goes along with it, because they've been put in coffins and boxes and attacked and stuck in the what happened the other week when she got put into the ceramic heater closet thingy.
And that was the heat.
Don't you know?
Yeah,
I know. This just happened to you.
It's just like, and I feel like also they don't deal with kind of the aftermath of this. It's just like, this happened, and then the girls are like back up and running around. And I'm like, if you almost froze to death, like, and they got them at the last split second, you would need medical attention and like the police would come. That would be an incident that. Yeah.
They're very spontaneous. They don't think about their consequences. They're like in the now. They're like, oh, I don't know. I don't care what's going to happen next, but let's split up.
Admirable and dangerous. So,
admirable, but I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the danger is really,
We're not, no, you're staying right here. We're going to search this place together.
Absolutely. It's so
crazy. Power in numbers.
I agree. And I always say that I think that the girls are strongest when all four of them are together. And we're seeing that Hannah, in some ways, is really splintering off from the group. Like, she wasn't even at the ice cream factory.
Yeah.
But I think that they are at their best because they all have their strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm.
They all put it together and it just clicks.
Yeah, it clicks. Whereas tonight we saw that they get into really bad situations when they try to go in on their own.
But they were already being set up. Like, they already knew whoever did this. They set that laptop up. A was already there, and they were set up. So
do we have any thoughts on who could have done this?
No idea.
No idea.
All I know is that I'm A.
Yes, I was going to say, how much do we love Francisca's mug tonight?
I have an A mug. I did the WB VIP tour, and I got to go to like all the Pretty Little Liars sets and stuff like that, and I bought myself an A mug in the gift shop.
I mean, it's so cool.
I mean,
please don't say that. I have to sit next to you.
I sent them into the ice cream factory.
Yes, that's what was going to be my prediction. Uh-huh. No, but I love your mug, so thank you so much for bringing it and hanging out.
Just sharing, you know.
But if you have any predictions on who you think A could be, minus Francisco, because, I mean, he could be, but
just admitted it. I can't even predict. I will no longer predict who A is because we will never know until, like, the end.
You think so? Season 6, we're getting this.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know.
It's
so hard to predict.
So crazy. We have some news and gossip about it, but I feel like we're never going to know till the very, very, I think it's going to be the last second, too. I don't think it's even going to be, oh, we have a full episode to kind of, it's going to be the last
series finale.
Yeah, series finale, last scene. And it's going to be worth it, though. I feel like all this waiting is going to be so worth it when we get to find out who A is.
Yes,
I hope it is.
I'm done predicting who A is because I don't know. And I, there's too many people to guess who it is, and we don't know people's motives and
complicated.
Like, Allison is in jail. Like, who else is mad at these girls, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It is a challenging to figure out who could be doing all of this. Also, to have that amount of power.
Yeah.
Where you're
everywhere.
Yeah, the storage locker to the ice cream factory to, and so many things. I think we talked about in a past show that the budget of this is crazy. Like, to think about having this amount of things that you're controlling.
I mean, it's ABC's family. Oh, wait, are you talking about in the show?
Show. Like, what A is actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of power and money.
And money. Yeah. Okay, yes. Nice, what you're saying.
Yes. The budget on Pretty Little Liars is also, I'm sure, great to get this all accomplished.
Their baby.
Yes, exactly. But if you have any thoughts on who A is or anything else that happened on tonight's show, you can always tweet at us and also go to YouTube and rate, subscribe, all that good stuff, comment. We read everything. I love seeing everything that you're talking about. It's exciting and fun to read your theories because we never know what's going to happen. So definitely tweet at us and let us know.
It's a journey we're all going through together.
Exactly. Go on iTunes. There's so many ways to reach out. So go ahead and do that. But let's get into all these couples tonight. I feel like we had all the ships tonight. Start with Hannah and Caleb. I know we talked a little bit about them, but she is in, like, protection mode over Caleb. I think she realizes she's put him in so much danger by getting him involved in the storage locker and all of this, that by the end of the episode, we see that she's trying to, like, take a step back from the relationship. And again, I kind of felt like this was similar to Arya tonight, that, you know, they both need to grow up. And we're seeing a lot of these relationships hit turmoil right now.
Yeah. I think Hannah predicted this.
Yeah.
She didn't want to include Caleb in the beginning. She was like, no, that's why she lied and kept things secret and didn't want to include him. And then Caleb, like, made himself a part of it. And now it's getting even more rocky because they've been kind of caught a little bit red-handed.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they went from this, like, apartment where they weren't really doing anything and they were, like, drinking, and now they're, like, at the top of this investigation and trying to, like, figure everything out, but they're not doing a good job of protecting themselves in the process. They are leaving absolute tracks that obviously we saw that the police officers are able to pinpoint, and she's going to have to come up with a great alibi as to why this is in her name.
I don't know if there's an alibi that is possible. Like, who? What is believable?
Yeah, I can't think of one. Because it's not like, oh, I was with X, Y, and Z person. And it's like, it's in your name. You are the only person who should be able to unlock it. Like, it's crazy to me that it's all in there. And why is it in her name? I mean, these are questions that, again, we don't have answers to. That was what was so frustrating about tonight's episode, was that I just felt like there weren't enough answers. So many questions. And it is leading through the rest of the season, and we will get these eventual answers. But
yes.
It's.
I thought it was kind of funny how Caleb was like, we'll just go to jail together.
I know.
Oh, yay.
Dream. What a way to, like, start your lives together.
I'm so glad that we can share this moment together.
Exactly. And also, realistically, females and males don't generally get to be in jail together. That's not
They're
a thing.
They're separated.
Yeah, separated. Separate jails.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. So crazy, yeah, to think about that, like, that was, like, an acceptable thing to him. I get it that he doesn't want her to go at it alone, but on the flip side, like, willing to go to jail together feels like such an overstep.
It's extreme.
It's extreme. It's something that I don't think any couple, especially in high school, should be willing to.
No, I don't want to look up ahead to that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's
when's our release date so we can get married?
So terrible. Like, that is not romantic at all.
No.
It's, yeah, and I just feel like there has to be some other solution to all of this. I don't want to see them split either. I feel like I'm shipping all of these couples at this point, but I don't know.
Just digging their hole more
and more.
I
know, exactly. It's so frustrating to watch because I just feel like Hannah, maybe she can take a step back from the storage locker situation. Like, if she doesn't keep going back to the storage locker,
just leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Maybe there is a way to get out of it, and she just seems to, like, be putting herself in.
There is a big barrel in her storage unit, and there was blood so far that we know on the ground.
Yeah.
And could belong to Mona. So
I am crossing my fingers that it does not belong to Mona.
Like, I don't. What's in the barrel? What's in the barrel?
Please, if you have any ideas, let us know. Because I don't know. It's driving me crazy. And I felt like it was so mean and great of the Pretty Little Liars writers to.
You're almost there.
Yeah, to have the officers know and we don't know as viewers. That's amazing. That's, like,
so mean.
So mean, but also an incredible, like,
cringing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. Another crazy part of this episode tonight was Ashley and Jason.
You know what? She is robbing that cradle, but go ahead, girl, because he's good looking. And, I mean, maybe that's what she needs. I don't think Ashley needs this pastor.
You don't?
You know, no. I think she wouldn't be happy and satisfied.
So I felt like at the end of the episode, she put on the ring and then took it off. She's clearly doubting herself at this point, that she doesn't know, I guess, what to do with it. And I feel like she somewhere deep down wants to be with Jason. There's something that's fulfilling her about.
It's young and fresh.
It's young and fresh. I think he also understands kind of everything she's been with and Ted wants a simpler life. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jason gets that there's this whole underbelly of Rosewood.
Yeah.
And Ted is like, oh, look, I'm a pastor, and it's all kind of lovely and nice. And she even mentions, like, oh, I would have to go to church dinners, and, you know.
I don't think she wants to lead that life, you know. Yeah. She's not a simple girl.
No.
Hannah's her daughter. There's no way that Ashley is a simple girl whatsoever.
I agree.
And whether it be Jason or someone else, I think that's the kind of guy that is right for Ashley. Maybe not Jason, but she kind of sees that this more vibrant, more younger, maybe not younger, but a guy who's a little bit more edgy, and that's kind of her, that's what she's seeing.
I think that it's interesting because we've seen her with a number of different partners over the course of the show, and it always felt like Ted was the safe choice, mm-hmm. and it's like the guy that, you know, maybe she would settle for, but she's not the kind of girl to settle. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't want that. She wants somebody who brings excitement to her. And I don't know that it's Jason, because
Jason, I don't think it is.
Yeah, but Jason would be, like, I think a good person to open her up to that world.
Yeah.
To kind of show her that there are other people out there. And he's trying to do that. I actually appreciated, because we talked about, I guess, a few weeks ago when this first happened, was it a one-night stand? Were they going to stay together? What was kind of going to happen from this? And we all kind of said, like, maybe it's a one-night stand. Like, it would be fun if they got together, but we don't know if that's what Jason's looking for. Maybe they were just... Yeah.
They stayed together.
Yeah.
After everything that's happened.
I don't know. But Jason is kind of fighting for her, which surprised me a bit.
I think he just needs to tone it down a little bit. If you really want somebody, you can't go so gung-ho all of a sudden. Like, yes, you had a one-night stand. Yeah, you're a little bit comfortable.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what they did or the extent of what they did that night. You know, they could have cuddled and kissed. Who knows?
Yeah, okay.
ABC family.
Yeah.
But he just needs to chill out. Like, let her come to you a little bit. She's already feeling that. You guys feel each other's chemistry. Let her come to you. Don't kiss her after she's already, like, been like, okay, just...
So do you think it's done now, or do you think she'll jump back to Jason?
I think she'll jump back to Jason at some point. I don't know, though.
See, this
She could settle.
I mean, this is the thing, is I don't think we're going to see her walk down the aisle with Ted.
No.
That's one of my predictions. I feel like I'm not going to have any by the time we get to predictions. But I don't think we're going to see her walk down the aisle with him. I think that she's at least thinking about what it would mean to marry him. Like, mm-hmm. she's thinking, like, is that the life I want, being in the church and all?
A pastor's wife.
Right.
And not that there's anything wrong with
I was about to say,
wife.
No, like, it's all about personal choice.
Yeah.
And for her, I think that she could go back to Jason, and I don't know if it'll ever be a full-fledged relationship, but kind of see what that world is, at least date him for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Or just get a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, why not? Jason's a very attractive young man who has an edgier, rougher, you know, outlook.
And the other thought that I had tonight, and I don't know how our viewers will think about this, but do you think that she could calm Jason down a bit, and they could find some middle ground?
I think it's possible. She's an older, mature woman, and mm-hmm. he's young. And like Arya and Ezra, you know, sometimes the older helps the other younger mature a little bit.
Yeah, and what do you think, if they were to just hypothetically get together, do you think that the town would be okay with that? I feel like they would just be up in arms.
Yeah, all eyes would be on them.
Yeah, I mean,
be very like, oh.
The attention would switch from Ezra to Arya.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's just kind of like, I mean, the town is obviously very close-knit, and there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of room to be private.
Yeah.
Although people are very private and a lot of secrets happen. But people know that Allison and Hannah were friends,
mm-hmm.
and people know that Ashley's Hannah's mom. So Hannah's old best friends, who is now in jail, her brother is dating her mom. People would be like, that's kind of awkward and weird.
No, I agree. And you make a great point about the secrets. This is like a town that looks picturesque and wonderful, except for that if you just slightly scratch below that surface, it is crazy secrets and nuts. And so I feel like they might take the attention from Ezra and Arya and, like, be this, you know, like that couple, the age difference and the whole deal. So if they were, if Ezra and Arya were to split, this would be the new couple like that. And it would be interesting to see if they, again, balance each other out or it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
And I can't, I'm not sure which way it would go because I feel like there's a possibility in both directions.
There is a possibility in both directions, but who knows where Miss Ashley is going to go. She's been all over the map a little bit. Detective Hope, what is it, Holbrook? Yeah,
yes.
She was with Holbrook, Hannah, and Jason, and her. It's just all one big weird triangle.
So weird. Also, I have to say, Emily and Talia.
I've been calling it at home.
Yes. So we've talked about it on our show in the last few weeks when you haven't been here, that we weren't sure who Talia was after. And we said,
I knew it
could be Emily. And that's what I lean towards, I think. And then we said, but on the other side, it could be Ezra. We said she might be bisexual. We weren't sure where this was heading. But tonight, it was very clear.
I seen the chemistry between those two. I seen the hints. I'm very good at reading people.
Yeah.
And I just saw her gunning for Emily, helping her with cooking and calming her down and asking her questions and saying this and that. Oh, you're sure? But whatever. Everything led to her being interested in Emily.
I loved the reveal of it tonight, though, because they've kind of had this, again, this friction or almost like, an attraction to each other looking back now. And tonight it was like this finally revealed moment of, oh, I've liked you. That's why it's been so tense between us. And
I'm so glad because this girl's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think that's the quality and potential that Emily's character deserves. Not that Paige wasn't as, I mean,
she's beautiful, but
she's beautiful. But Emily, I don't know. She can just do.
I mean, I just think that also they're a better match just personality wise in some ways. I feel like Paige and Emily, a lot of the times there was friction between them.
It bumped heads a lot.
Yeah. Whereas with this, it's more of a, like, I'm going to tell you when you're wrong, but I'm also going to be there for you and make it okay for you and show you the right way, kind of show you the ropes a little bit.
Talia just knows how to calm Emily down.
Yeah, they're, like, good together. They kind of spur each other in some ways and then calm each other in other ways. Mm-hmm. And that I really kind of like for her. I love this pairing. I think it's a really exciting turn for Emily, because we've seen her pining over Paige for so long.
I don't think she's ready for Talia.
You don't think so?
I think it's awful timing.
So do you think it's not going to work?
No, Emily's going to feel very weird about it.
See, I think there's going to be some episodes, because obviously Emily was not okay with it in this episode. She kind of seemed surprised.
Yeah.
There's going to be some episodes of her figuring out what she wants, but I think that they're going to actually, I'm more confident in this, that Emily and Talia are going to give it a try.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it a try. I think there's going to be some sexual tension between those two, and I think there might be some exploring in that department, but I don't know if Emily's really ready to be with another girl, another woman, because Paige just left. That wound is still, like, open.
I could see that. I just think that maybe Talia can be there for her emotionally, even as a friend at first. And
I think that's where they should ride that line, just being friends and maybe getting to know each other and going out and talking and being there for each other. But I don't think Emily is ready to date another person.
I want them to be together, but it'll be interesting to see kind of the path it takes. I do hope there's, like, a slow progression. It's not at, like, 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it next week.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that it takes over the course of the season.
I like the idea of them together. I think they're actually very, it's a very great match instead of Emily and Paige. But I just think it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they were to make it happen now, it'd be a rebound. And it'd be like, oh, and it'd be one of those conversations that you hate getting through text messages. They're like, oh, I just wasn't ready. I need to figure myself out. It's going to be one of those situations.
I love that you say over text message. It's so
because
specific.
People don't communicate and, you know, talk in person or
phone
calls anymore. People are like, oh,
I'm so sorry I've been distant, but I'm just trying to figure myself out.
Yeah, I also worry for Talia because all these girls are so deep with mm-hmm. with A. If she does get involved, will there be some...
That's another thing.
Like, will they go after her in some capacity?
That's another thing. I'm like, Emily doesn't need to date another person right now. She's in the middle of a crisis with A and getting stuck in heat lockers and freezer chests and everything.
So crazy. And what do you think... do you think Ezra will be upset because his two employees are...
I don't think so. I think Ezra would be the one to kind of, like, nurture that thing or, like, be the guy to be like, go ahead, guys.
See, I feel like he's taking his job more seriously than ever, so I wonder if he would be. I feel like he might be like, I support the relationship, but, like...
No, fraternizing.
Yeah, like, I have to, you know, take my new role seriously, and I don't want, you know, you guys being together here. Like, you can do what you want when you're not
at work. I think Ezra knows better. He knows he cannot tell any single one of those girls what to do.
I mean, that's true. He should have learned that lesson by now, for sure.
There's no way he can calm or tame any one of those girls and tell them what to do, because they're clearly going to do what they want.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
So he can try...
Yeah.
He can try to lay down that law, but I don't know.
He hasn't been super successful at that in the past at all. So any other thoughts on tonight's episode, or we can jump into news and gossip?
What else happened? Is that it?
I think that
is... We got our ships, we got the freaking locker, and I think that's everything that happened.
Oh, can we talk briefly about the PLLReveal.com?
I pulled it up on my phone, and I was going to watch that.
Yeah, it was a very strange moment. It was basically a commercial or a little, like, segment in between the episode, or, like, during the episode, where they have this, like, flashback, and it's what I've been wanting for so long, was Allison to kind of reveal that relationship with Mona.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it was such a random thing. I wanted it interweaved into the episode more.
Yeah, I think they're kind of trying. Maybe they didn't have enough time for that. Maybe it was supposed to be kind of part of an episode, but they're like, you know, they have to edit and chop things down, and what a different way to, like, make it still part of the storyline, you know, added as bonus footage.
I could go for a whole episode of that, though. I have always wondered about Allison and Mona's relationship, so I hope we get more of that, because she was so mean and about the hair and just, like, saying she looked like a cancer patient
cancer
with the hair. I mean, that's
hair.
A low blow.
Yeah, they really went there with that.
Yeah.
But it's a good question. What would everything be like had Allison have been nice to Mona? And would there be an A? Obviously, there's still an A, because... Yeah. You know, Mona's dead. Someone killed her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it just shows, again, this relationship between the girls and how Allison was kind of this ringleader of it all, but never really, like, she might have been leading them, but never really became true friends with any of them. And that's really sad. But hopefully we'll get more of this PLL reveal.
I had it on my phone. I was going to watch it. Dang
it. Yeah, it's an interesting... I'll have to check out more. But if you have any thoughts about it or you loved what was on the website, I'm watching it as soon as we get off camera. So definitely let me know. Let us know. So ready for some news and gossip?
Let's do it. Why not?
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, we talked about this a few weeks ago, that PLL started a Snapchat account, which is, like, smartest thing I've seen in a long, long time.
Did you download it?
I did. It's awesome. So, it's really a fun thing. I mean, this show is the most tweeted about show on TV, so it makes sense to utilize all media.
All social media, yes.
Right. And so, The Wrap is reporting, of course, that they had over 400,000 followers on the first day.
Wow.
In the first 24 hours, and have since then racked up 36 million views on the mobile app, which is crazy.
See the power of social media?
I mean, that's amazing, and shows the power of this show, too, that viewers are loving it and want more.
So
I mean,
all 36 million of you guys need to tune in and watch Pretty Little Liars AfterBuzz TV.
Exactly. I mean, that's an incredible... I'm just so amazed by that, because you know that this is a match made in heaven, Snapchat and Pretty Little Liars, but... have that many is
It's cray cray.
Crazy. So, and Keegan Allen, I love this. So he talked to people.com and says he knows who A is. And he will not reveal it. He says, I do know who it is. And what I love about who it is that everyone knows who it is, but it will be shocking and surprising. Everyone will freak out because it's so clear, so clearly in every episode. When it's finally revealed, you could literally go back to season one knowing who it is, and you can be like, oh, wow, this is has been here all along, and I never noticed it, which is so brilliant. That's amazing.
So that means that this season, A has to be revealed, because I have a feeling that Marlene King and the writers don't just reveal that kind of stuff to these people. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Janelle didn't find out her character died until, like,
very quickly before, yeah, I believe one of our guests was talking about that, yeah.
So I feel like that this season must have been centered around finding out who A was. Like, I don't think they're just going to tell Toby or Keegan
A
is, you know?
I hope so, but I still feel like we're going to have to wait. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be a long stretch, but I feel like with that being said, that maybe, hopefully, my fingers are crossed that I'll be finding out who A is across the sea.
Maybe season 5 finale?
Yeah.
Who knows? Hopefully. But Sarah Shepherd, who of course wrote the Pretty Little Liars books and is guesting on an episode soon, so that'll be really fun. She plays a reporter. We talked about it in News and Gossip last week. She says that that I've not asked Marlene King who A is. I'm sure I could say, I really want to have a conversation, Marlene. I really want to know who A is. I'm sure I could, but I just want to see what happens. I know that they know, is what she says in terms of the writers. I know that they know in terms of who A is. I mean, I know as a writer they have to know. They probably knew from very early on, if not the very beginning, how this was all going to end up. But I like watching it like a fan.
Ooh.
So it's interesting. That makes me think that it might not end like the books.
No, I don't think it. The stories in the show have been so far off.
It quickly deviated. I feel like season one, it was similar, and then it deviated out.
Yeah, but even, like, the death of Maya and all that stuff, like, Maya was supposed to be A in that book, I believe it was. I feel like they've
really made the show their own, which I actually kind of appreciate, because I find it's fun to go to a movie when you know the ending, but in another sense, like, for something that's lasted this long, the suspense wouldn't be there.
It's easier to make a movie with something where you know the ending, but as a TV show and to have viewers to keep them tuning in, you need to keep the suspense and keep them hanging on for something.
Yeah. I mean, I said at the beginning of our show tonight that I have so little patience with Pretty Little Liars, but every week I tune in to, because I want to know more.
Yeah, and I sit at home, I'm like,
I know, and I always go back, and people tweet at me with clues, and it's just, it's so much fun, because Keegan's right. You can go back and find these little details, and it's amazing every time, because you're like, oh, if I just noticed that.
Is it going to be like Gossip Girl, when you're like, oh, man, who Gossip Girl was?
I know, okay, so... That's a whole other discussion, but it is that one of those things where it's like the person right in front of you, which makes me wonder. We've had fans tweet at us constantly. Aria, could it be? She's like in the inner circle. It's so, like, it could be so clear. If you see clues that it's Aria, screen cap them, send them to us. We will put them up on the screen for you for sure. So let us know what you're thinking out there. Want to get into some predictions. I know we've done a ton of them, but let's do predictions.
I don't know if I have anything left.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I think that Ezra and Arya are going to try to stay together, and it's ultimately going to, at her graduation, some big moment in her life that she doesn't want it to explode, it's going to explode. Like, he's going to see her walking across the stage, or that she's talking about prom. There's got to be some big thing, and it's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I didn't share earlier. Any other thoughts that you have, or you're out of predictions?
I mean, I think I accidentally said everything throughout the... I have a feeling that Talia is going to have a
deeper meaning in this whole story. I don't know if she's just going to be on the show just to be, like, Emily's new love interest.
Is she interconnected to the A and all of that, do you think?
Maybe.
Okay, so you're leaning towards her not being so nice. We always talk about Gray on the show, but...
I mean, I guess they have introduced characters in the past that were just there for a few episodes. She is a reoccurring character, so she's not just, like, she's not a series regular or anything like that. So she could be interconnected... Or she just could just be, I mean, we've seen these guys for Hannah, we've seen guys for Arya who were just there for a few episodes and then just disappeared, so it could be either or, but I think Hannah is going to be brought in for questioning. I think that's going to be blood.
Oof. Yeah,
she's going to end up in jail with Allison.
I hate to say it, but I think Caleb is somehow going to get her out of it. Like, I think she's going to be brought in for questioning, but because Caleb seems so committed to her, even, like, mentioning jail, I think that he might be there for her. So
he might take the blame.
Yeah, which would be so crazy and sad to see. But
she was there, so she was at the scene of the crime as well.
Yeah, and they saw her. I mean, the officers... right there. Speaking of officers, I think that Toby is going to really struggle with the balance between being Spencer's boyfriend and committing to his job. He seems committed to the job right now, but there's going to be some fight about
Spencer.
Where.
Spencer tries to stick up for him, but there's only so much she can do.
Yeah.
And that's going to... I don't think they're going to stay together.
Sad. That's a sad
for
way...
For at least... A little bit.
That's a sad way to end our show, I have to say. Well, lots of breakups and sad news tonight, but it's okay. Maybe
it all ends in happiness.
I feel like, yeah, one of these couples, we saw a lot of things kind of heading towards what looks like a breakup, but one of them has to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us know what you're thinking. You can, of course, tweet AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV, and you can tweet me at Stephanie Wenger.
You guys can tweet me at TheFrancisco. This is my last PLL recap.
I know, we're
going
to miss
like
you.
13 months and going. So feel free to tweet me, Instagram me, add me on Instagram, Francisco Thurston. See my journey in Japan.
I know. I'm going to miss you so much. It's been so much fun talking Pretty Little Liars with you.
But keep talking PLL with me because I'll be watching even across the ocean because
yes, exactly.
I'm obsessed.
And you should call in sometime for sure.
Oh, I will.
All right. Well, thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. And I'll be back next week talking about more Pretty Little Liars. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.